If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Bum, 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 bum. Oh, good morning. It's Monday. Good vibes and variety. It's Alice in 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Wow.
Wow. Wow is right. Well, we're back from lunch break, also known as the weekend.
Stop
Boy,
it.
Poof.
I thought of you like 10 times.
Did you?
Well, yes, because you were out partying your ass off.
Yeah, it was very, very late.
Tell me everything.
Just, it was a very, honestly.
Saturday night, right?
It was a Saturday night. It was a friend's 60th birthday party.
A Friday night you stayed in or
yeah.
No?
So
oh,
Friday,
you did, okay.
Well, we're doing a lot of stuff at the house right now. Getting ready for our hot tub, which is coming this week.
I did stuff at my house too, but let's do this story.
So anyways, on Saturday, we had a 60th birthday party if you guys remember, all the time when we first started, Vin, we would have this band Wonder Bread 5, and they did a lot of gigs with us and always, you know, do Alice events and stuff. And we knew those guys and were friendly. And one of those guys lived in Mill Valley, and me and his wife hit it off, and the rest is history. Marianne's kind of my ride or die. Like, you know, when the dudes croak, we'll be together. You know, we'll cry on each other's shoulders. We do. We have a plan, you know, just to ride off into the sunset together. So Pat turns, by the way, he says hello.
Oh, hello, Pat. Happy birthday.
Yes. So 60 years old, we go to the party, and it's, actually, I should say, the party starts at 7. The close bunch of friends get there at 3 to set up, because it's at this place where you rent it, you rent the place. Like, it's one of those places, I think every town has this, where it's sort of a hall that you can rent.
It's a community center.
Kind of like that. This is a part of the golf club there.
Okay.
It's just sort of a side building, and it's got in the back, there's stacks of chairs. There's all, you know, you can roll out the circular tables. You got to bring all your own decorations. So we all get there at 3 o'clock, a few of us, and we start just slamming and putting the thing together and setting up all the things that need to be there. And John and Pat are on stage getting a little bit of music. There wasn't a full band or anything, which I was sort of surprised by because Pat's so into that. But just a small PA system and some little things, and a screen, so he can
do
projection.
You guys didn't put your whole rig out?
No, I was actually, and I didn't know that until, Saturday, but we can only be there until 10 o'clock. It's like a noise, or you can only make music there until 10 o'clock. And he had this whole thing planned with trivia. Anyway, so we're there early. We go, we set up, we head home. We all eat sandwiches or whatever everybody had for dinner. Me and John had
sandwiches. Why are you wiping your nose?
I don't know. Just running,
catch
I guess.
Catch COVID?
Yeah. No.
Okay.
Everybody said that they tested negative.
Okay. And they were all there.
Well, not all of them.
Oh.
But the ones who tested negative, according to them, were.
All right.
So we get there. We come back. We get everything all set. It's just snacks on the table. There's a little bit more to do. And then the party starts, and it's just... Honestly, it was like one of those nights where you realize how important the people that you love are. It was like a very moving night.
Oh.
And these are, you know, really close friends of ours and have been since my kids were really little. And we have so much in common. And I know so many musicians through them. And we just had so many good memories. There were tears that night. I mean, it was a freaking great night. We played this crazy trivia that was super weird and funny. And then they did this huge, oh my God. And then we did this white elephant thing, which I mean, we used to do something like that. It's called like a Yankee swap, I think. It's sort of like that. The white elephant, I guess you just get the gift and I think you can trade it, but you don't have to trade it. With a Yankee swap, I think you get a gift, you pick whatever gift you want off the table, you open it, and then you are like, I want to keep this, or I want what that person got two gifts before, you know, whatever.
Right.
But the white elephant, there was no obligation to trade and no obligation. You basically were getting what you pulled out of them. Yeah, I don't know. I don't understand it. But the very last thing that was opened, one of our things was we bought Pat, because Pat loved that Fun Delivered stuff, the Fun Delivered box. We got him the huge one. And so when we open it up, there are, I'm not kidding you, there had to be 40 things in it. So we just start hucking them out to the, and people were getting like, there was a Miss Argentina gown. I am not kidding you. The sash.
Oh my gosh.
The gown, like a legit setup, like this package of stuff that some lady who was apparently about to be Miss Argentina did not get.
Wow.
I know. And I mean, but there were just a million things that are like huge Lego sets and all. I mean, it was crazy, all this undelivered stuff. If you've never heard us talking about this, it's kind of been a theme the last few months. In fact, we have a box for some of the birthday people on the show this week.
Who's that? I have a birthday this week.
You do. You have a birthday on Saturday. And Bob has a birthday on Thursday.
Oh, Bob, let us celebrate you.
Yes, we're going to.
Very excited.
Yeah, so we'll do it on Friday, like right in between there. It'll be fun.
Now I'm really looking forward to Friday.
I know, as if we didn't have enough to look forward to for a Friday. So this huge Fun Delivery box, it was really fun. John and I got up and we had written a song for Pat, because of course we did. And it was funny and it roasted him a little bit. It was super fun. And then at 10 o'clock, we got to help clean up. So that was awesome, too, because nobody wants to go home at that point. You just want to stay and clean up.
So was this sweater that you're wearing today part of the... Because I asked you about your sweater this morning, and you said...
No, this was part of our spring cleaning. I got this sweater. This is just a separate thing. When we went to Iceland, my kids like wanted to go to Iceland. We went to Iceland in like 2013, I think. And I bought this sweater there, and I was starting my spring cleaning because Vinny told me I have 300,000 things in my house. Mm-hmm. Wasn't that the exact number?
I believe the average house
has 300,000 things in it. And I'm like looking at my closet going, let's get that number down by 1,000. So I started cleaning out my, and then, you know, it always happens. No, I love this sweater. I love it. It had been hanging. It was actually, I'd gotten it dry cleaned. So it was in plastic hanging with all the other things that are in plastic. Cause I always feel like if I got it dry cleaned, why would I want to wear that? I'll just have to get it dry cleaned again. So I put it on and I'm like, oh, do I still like this? I put it on. John goes, that is like perfect with your hair.
Yeah, that's what I said.
That is so funny that you said that. Cause I was like, oh, well, I should just wear it. I'll probably never wear it again. It doesn't have pockets, which annoys me. I like things to have pockets. But it is a cute sweater. It's like, do you remember when we were kids then? And actually, Maddie, you'll probably remember this too. It was like the late 70s, early 80s. There was a fashion trend of long, thin leather, denim jackets. Do you remember those? Like people, they were like they weren't that heavy denim jacket that, you know, the one that's still the classic Levi's denim jacket. They were much lighter and they had a very long, almost skirt. They went down past your knees. Mm-mm. And every freaking girl at school had those.
Oh. Really?
Where I was growing up, maybe you guys just didn't have jackets out here.
It was pretty warm, but I don't remember that one.
Pretty warm.
Sure.
So, and West Virginia is 10 years behind the trends. So.
Oh, so you would probably move
probably
away.
Probably just
by
wearing
the time
them now,
break.
Actually. So
this reminded me of that even when I first got it. Just like the long, it's very long. It's a very long sweater. It's a dark, it's like a gray, gunmetal gray. Well, we can take a picture
of
it if you want.
Picture.
Yeah, we'll take a pic. It's Bob amazing. Oh my God, you'll love it. But anyway, so that was just part of not having 300,000 things in my house anymore. I really felt bad about that. Because sometimes I think about that exercise where you only have 100 things. Like there are people who try to live with, like they have their one bar of soap and their one bottle of shampoo, and those count as two of their items. And I guess you have a fork, a spoon, a plate, a knife, a cup. It just seems impossible.
Well, it depends on, you know, when I see someone say they're doing that and they have kids, I think you're nuts.
Yeah. Why would you want to torture yourself like that? But if you're living in a tiny house, I guess, does the tiny house count as one thing? Or do you have to count your oven and your refrigerator and your sink? It's just the house.
But if you're partnered up and there's one person insistent on 100 things and the other person's like, God damn it, I just want 200 things.
Can we just have 200?
I want more.
Or you start editing the other person's like, that dog's going. You're not having the dog. That dog counts for like 12 things. You got a leash, a collar, a bowl, the kibble.
Yeah,
I don't know. Get that thing out of here. The ball, the toys.
Some of that stuff makes the internet, and I'm glad for it. We read little stories about that. Not that many people are doing the 100 things.
Yeah, I mean, it's freaking impossible. You like look around yourself, and you have, you know, the 300,000 items seems much more probable than the 100.
Which leads me to, I don't know if you're done. I'm not trying to rush you, but
done.
It leads me to over the weekend, I watched your boy.
Oh, which one? Ryan Reynolds?
No. I thought he wasn't your boy
not.
Anymore.
You know, sometimes I cling to things, but I think I've let him go.
Timothée?
Oh, Timothée
Chalamet.
Oh, in what?
The
Dylan movie.
The Complete Stranger.
The Complete Unknown.
Whatever it is. That kid's amazing.
Yeah, I watched that too.
People are raving about that
movie.
That
kid's freaking amazing. And you know,
He didn't win though, did he? He was up for the best actor.
I'm more likely to just hate him because you love him. But you know, I am
so
watching
jelly.
This going, he didn't do the caricature that we all know of Dylan. Yeah, he didn't do that. It was subtle. It didn't, like, if he'd have done that, it would have wore me out and I would have been over it.
Yeah.
He didn't do that. And it was just, it was subtle and so well done. And I don't, as a huge fan of music, I don't know him. I just don't. I mean, I know Dylan. I mean, I know
him.
We
know of him, sure.
You know, like,
you know,
I'm
a few
watching
of the songs.
And I don't know Joan Baez and the lady who played, your neighbor.
Yeah.
Who played.
Monica Barbaro.
Another stunning.
You're
like,
in a movie with her.
I don't think I am.
You are. You're in the Pat Gillis movie.
Oh.
Whose 60th birthday. That movie, the Charlie Walker movie. She plays the girl with the camera in her purse who seduces the guy to get the footage for the.
So
oh,
I
you
don't
didn't.
Know.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, you were great in it.
Oh, was I?
Yeah. Okay. Sure.
I heard I'm on the cutting room floor, but okay.
Yeah. And you are in the final edit. You are, unfortunately. I can see you in the background. But don't worry, I'm on the cutting room floor too. We both got cut out of that
movie.
I
flirted with cigarettes for that role and I end up cut. Anyway, that's not the point.
You can see you in a crowd scene. Go on.
It's excellent.
Yeah.
And I know he's a good, like, he's considered one of the great lyricists. I didn't know
I think
he won,
a Nobel Prize.
He won a Nobel Prize for literature.
Yeah.
And didn't show to collect. Like, he's.
No, thanks.
He's kind of punk rock, even though he's folk music. And even the folk people were like, I don't know if I. Folk off. Like, they totally went, like, absolutely. As soon as he went electric, they started throwing crap at him.
Yeah.
He's a guy who just was moving at his own pace. Anyway, I
wanted to do his own thing.
I loved it.
Did you?
Your boy was excellent.
Should I watch it?
I think so.
Oh, yeah, you absolutely should.
I haven't.
It was so good when it was over. I was like, oh.
I kind of actively hate Dylan's music. Like, I just never. But everyone's saying that to me. Like, it doesn't matter if you like his music or not. Like, you'll like the movie.
One of the things that, just to touch on it before I get to my other important part of my weekend.
Oh.
Important. Anyway, Dylan was that guy who showed up in New York with a guitar and a backpack.
Oh, I love that story.
There's your 100 thing guy.
$9.
He right. shows up and he's, you know, just immediately starts. And I don't know, you know, this is a movie. I assume since Dylan's alive, he could have said, no, that's not how it happened.
Right.
But he's a guy who didn't show up with 10,000 songs. He starts writing in New York when he's there. And things start happening for him, and his lyrics are amazing. Like, everybody in the folk music world is like, and there's a moment, I don't know if you're going to know what I'm talking about because I can't remember the song he does, but he keeps wanting to do new music because he's got new music. And he goes, this is a new one. And he's in front of a crowd and everyone's jaw drops. Like, he is nailing the sentiment of the day. And they're showing the stuff from history that's happening with Kennedy being shot. And, you know, that's a time in our lives that was pretty volatile.
Sure.
You know, things have calmed down considerably since then.
We were babies.
Yeah, everything's fine now.
Yeah, no worries now. I mean.
Right. But anyway.
Got it all nailed down.
By the chorus, they're all singing it with him. And it's brand new. No one's heard it.
No.
But it was that kind of, everyone perks up. Everyone starts like listening. And as soon as he does the second chorus, they're all in.
I think it's The Times They Are Changing. It might have been the song.
Something like that.
Yeah,
but it was just, I got chills. I was like, oh my God, this guy's having a moment. And
Tim O'Tay is pulling it off.
And Tim O'Tay pulled it.
Mm. Do you love him now too?
No. He's still,
like,
you know,
you
he played that role well. Mm. And I'm giving him credit for being like, he's next, man.
Yeah.
He's the next big deal.
He's got to bulk up a little bit.
Well, he played that artist role very well where he's like, there's a scene where he's in the middle of the night and he's kind of hunched over writing some lyrics and the chick wakes up. Sorry, Joan. You're not a chick. You're a lady. You're a woman.
Woman.
Joan, you know, wakes up and looks over and he's sitting there in his underwear writing lyrics and he looks ridiculous. He's Twig Man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and she just had that all over him too, by the way, or all over her because they'd been in bed.
I see. Right.
Anyway, it was good. You'll like it.
I actually, based on your recommendation, I might go there.
I'm a fan of like hearing a real, like that. There's no Superman costume.
Right.
There's no.
Sure. No special effects.
Right.
No explosions.
Right.
Well, maybe there are. I don't know.
I don't think there are.
Yeah. You don't remember.
But you liked it too.
I loved it.
Yeah, I did too.
When it was over, I was like, I wanted more of the movie. Like it just flew by. It was so good. So.
And the other thing I did was I did my spring cleaning. I cleaned out my garage.
Yes.
Every single thing out of my garage and put it on the driveway.
Did you find your snowboard?
I did. Oh. I cleaned everything and then put it all back and the things that are going are in a pile.
Weaned through it, winnowed it down.
I didn't get
essentials.
To winnow it down. I put it in a pile, and the missus gets to decide.
Well, she wanted to keep the one bike tire or whatever.
I know, so she's
going to
keep a lot of that garbage. But
right.
I, you know, I, well, what
so
am
you
I supposed
can,
to?
You can fit a car in there now, is what you're saying.
As soon as she gets rid of that pile that she's making me hold on to.
So no.
No. We cannot. But it's
what was
nice.
What was it, a fastback for 25% of all garages that you cannot get a car into them?
Two car garages are filled with stuffs.
Mm.
Well, you know what, though? The truth is we don't want to get a... Through the pandemic, we realized that's useful space.
Yes.
Putting cars in your garage is not...
Yeah, what do you need a garage for?
Well, you want it for storage and things.
Yes. That's the only thing. God.
Hey, you mentioned dog stuff.
Yeah.
I have an announcement.
Oh.
I've officially adopted Fred.
All right.
We knew that. We knew that by day two.
I got all his stuff.
For the-
I got his passport from China. He came from Wuhan. He was in one of the dogs.
What?
Yeah. So he's got his own little passport and everything.
The story they sold us was his owner
was paralyzed.
Well, yeah, that's what happened. I mean, that's the owner that got him from Wuhan. But he came from Wuhan with a group of puppies that were all rescued from one of the factories there.
God.
So he's a world traveler, this dog.
So, but he's like six. I mean, that's almost like they...
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
We are so happy for
you
to have found
and your growing
love.
Family, yes.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Didn't take you long.
I know. It didn't take long.
Fred's part of the family.
He is my heart and soul, buddy.
All right.
Aww.
So
man, you
go.
Fall fast.
Yeah. I'm a suck. Foster fail.
Yeah. Or foster win.
Yes. Total win. Yeah.
You saved a guy from dog jail. I think that's great.
Yeah. So.
He had you. Went, can I sleep in the bed with you?
He sure did.
So. KLLC, KLLC HD1 San Francisco. Sarah Vinny Ellis' morning show. Here's a song. See you right after.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you. With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.